this is Jean Watson, and I'm so delighted you're listening today on UCB Ireland. Today, I want to share with you a powerful tool for transformation in your life. The most powerful tool I know. It's something that we all have access to today, and it is our hope for healing, freedom, peace, joy, and vision. So what is this powerful key for change in our lives? It's the Word of God. By His Word, the world was spoken into existence. Everything God does in the earth begins with His Word. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." When our thoughts are controlled by our emotions, our fears, our past traumas, as well as the words of others and the words we hear in the world, our lives will begin to follow this pattern of the world instead of God's will. I know from personal experience that what I am putting into my mind will eventually be reflected in my life. If I'm neglecting my time in the Word of God, and instead allowing my own thoughts and emotions to have free rein, I quickly lose my peace and joy. Without the truth of God's Word reigning in my mind, I can quickly be subject to depression and anxiety and be hindered in moving forward in all God's called me to be and do. Can you relate? It's not easy to keep our mental and emotional stability in this world with so much to be worried and anxious about. But praise God, we are not without help. If you struggle to live in consistent peace and joy, I encourage you to watch what you're putting into your mind. When I'm filling my mind with God's Word by reading the Bible and meditating on it throughout the day and spending time with others who affirm the truth with me, my thoughts begin to change. And I'm empowered to live in agreement with who God says I am. When our minds are filled with God's Word, then our whole life will begin to be lined up with the truth rather than the lies we're tempted to believe about ourselves and our situations. Romans 8:6 says, "The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace." Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." A few weeks ago, I joined a Bible study reading and prayer group, which has absolutely changed my life. I've always believed the Word of God and read the Bible every day, but this group has challenged me to go so much deeper by spending more time than ever before reading the Word, speaking the Word out loud, meditating on the Word, and praying the Word. And the results have been simply amazing. When I'm discouraged or afraid, I don't have to stay there. I can meditate on God's truth about my situation and remind myself what God says rather than magnifying how I feel, which may or may not be based on truth. By knowing the truth of what God says, we can quickly identify the lies we're believing, which are the serpents in the gardens of our minds, sent to steal the peace we can always have in God's presence. So what about you? What lies may have crept into the garden of your mind today? Is there anything you're believing right now which seems bigger than God? Are you able to enjoy peace in the presence of the Lord right now? Or is depression or anxiety taking over? Friend, I've been there at various times in my life, so there's no judgment here if you struggle with your emotional and mental stability. And at times, there's no shame in seeking the help of a trusted counselor or pastor to help you see clearly again. But often, the remedy is simple. Pick up the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and begin to take back the ground of your mind and your life. If you don't know where to begin, you can start by simply reading a psalm out loud every day. You can pick a Bible reading plan of your choice. There are so many. Or you can find a group at your local church or a prayer partner to read with you. But however you choose to do it, fill your mind with the truth of God's Word, who He says you are, and what He says about your situation. And I promise you, the lies will lose their power, and freedom, healing, and peace are on the way. Change takes time, but it begins with God's Word, His light, spoken into your darkness. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you that you've not left us without help in this dark world. Thank you that we have your Holy Spirit to empower us, and we have your Word to guide us and change us. Help us, Lord, to fill our minds and hearts with your words of truth today. Show us the lies we've believed, which keep us captive. Set us free with your truth and transform us into all you've made us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you feel encouraged and hopeful today. There's hope, and it's right in your hands as you open God's Word, speak it, and believe it. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.